Mini episode 1641 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDH Lounge annual breakdown of NFL divisions, predicting them for the season. This year, of course, it's the 2023 NFL season. We're starting with the AFC East. Rick Morris and Chris Galloway, your original FDH Lounge dignitaries in the house. And as per usual with the AFC East, the first of our segments, we start with just our brief kind of thoughts on the offseason and things that transpired. Now, obviously, the quarterback position in the NFL is going to get the lion's share of attention anytime you're talking about anything like this, so the Tom Brady retirement, which seems anticlimactic after the previous season's faux retirement, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, which seemed very anticlimactic by the time it happened, Sean Payton to the Broncos, which had been rumored for a little bit of time, but again, it's been a fascinating dynamic watching it play out with him and Russell Wilson and Sean Payton's very impolitic thoughts on what he inherited there in Denver. Most coaches don't generally do that. You've got Jimmy Garoppolo to the Raiders, replacing Derek Carr, which you talk about something that they should have in the dictionary, a picture of that next to lateral move at best, as far as those two guys there. Derek Carr now to New Orleans. I'm struggling to come up with too many big things from the offseason. I'm sure I'm missing a few things here, as I indicated to Chris off air. So, Chris, your thoughts on what transpired between the end of the Super Bowl when Kansas City, on that very controversial pass interference call, beat Philadelphia almost single-handedly off of that play. Things that happened from then to right now.
Well, first thing I want to say, from that moment of that bad call, or not necessarily a bad call, but it's just a tough call, Jalen Hurts should have been the Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
I thought it was just horseshit that he wasn't. That was one of the all-time great performances by a quarterback in a Super Bowl. And I understand his team lost, but every now and then, as you and I have discussed, I don't care. He was the best and most valuable player on that field.
Right.
And also, the fact that it went to Mahomes, who I thought was pedestrian in that game.
Okay.
I thought was ridiculous. So, there's my first take on from the moment of that penalty call till now. Hey, we haven't discussed it.
can I say this, Chris? Let me just say this as well here. Because Mahomes in the second half was darn good. But that's a thing where he came into the game a little bit beat up from the previous playoff stretch here, takes that shot and goes down in the first half here. It looks like he's exacerbated the injury. Comes out in the second half as though nothing had happened. And it's one of these things where, again, if you want to get into the conspiracy theory of he got shot up at halftime with horse tranquilizers, allegedly, or whatever it was, that's one of those things where, again, the very credulous media has never asked any questions about how a guy who came into the game on a bum stick, got it hurt even worse, comes out in the second half as though he was fresh as a daisy. That question's never been put to the Chiefs or anybody else.
Well, he got shot up. I mean, it wasn't obviously tranquilizers, but he got the painkiller shot or whatever he needed to do.
Okay.
To be able to deal with the pain, not feel it. I'm sure he paid the price for a month afterwards.
Right.
But I don't consider it a conspiracy theory. We know from NFL players in the past when they talk about things they have done mid-game that they admit later, years later, like, I might have, it's like, we know what happened.
Yeah.
He took two of those shots in the leg. They took care of him in that regard. But look, he did have a good second half. I'm weighing the entire performance.
Right.
And I understand he was injured. It's not me trying to detract away from Mahomes, the quarterback.
Sure.
And he's the number one quarterback in the league. I concur, but on that performance on whole for four quarters, Jalen Hurts was the far superior quarterback. Yes. Anyway, neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. That is water under the Andy Reid bridge, as yes. they say. My first thought on the off-season stuff, like you said, the Brady retirement, not surprised. You know, he knew last year he was half checked out because Tampa was a terrible team.
Yep.
He didn't even really want to. We now know he really didn't even want to come back. But the way circumstances played out, he came back to just kind of, you know, because of the way the thing with Miami went, and he forced Arians out, and, you know, the whole season was disjointed. So I wasn't surprised that he hung it up. I still put a tiny percentage that if Garoppolo goes down in Vegas, that now that he's a part owner, I wouldn't be shocked if week eight they're desperate for a quarterback. Maybe they're somehow still alive for a playoff, you know, and they trot the new owner out.
Well, that would have to be finessed with the league somehow.
With his good friend as the coach,
right?
McDaniels. And try to salvage it, right?
How do you finesse that?
See that storyline.
Yeah, but you have to finesse that with the league somehow because of somebody in ownership and then counting against the cap. So there would be ramifications, but you're right. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they pay him the league minimum for eight games. I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, the Players Association would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know,
right.
He's got to get market value here. We can't have this precedent. Like, Patrick Mahomes is now an owner and takes the minimum.
Right.
Like, but I wouldn't be surprised if we ever saw that one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think that's an odd, weird chance we may see that somewhere during the middle of the season. That said, you know, look, McDaniels is who at least I knew he was. I know everybody was touting him on this second go around. I think the guy's just garbage as a head coach.
Yep.
He's leaning on his New England roots again. That's why Garoppolo. He has no reach or breadth beyond his New England tree, right?
Right.
No confidence. So, you know, like you said, going from Carr to Garoppolo is at best lateral, and probably not even based on Garoppolo's injury history.
Right.
So, I think that the Garoppolo experiment's going to be a failure. I think McDaniels is going to get fired. He may get one more year, but I never believed in it, and I was thrilled. You know, all the fans that we had in Cleveland screaming for them to hire him here with our last opening, and I remember just going, no, please, dear God, no. Like, sure. You know, we've had enough bad coaching that we don't need anymore. So, I think the Raiders aren't going to be that great, although they've got a good defense.
Right.
They've got some nice parts, but I don't really see them – I don't see them as a playoff team.
Right.
And I think McDaniels getting fired is 50-50 this year. He probably gets fired at the end of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Just because eventually ownership will want to get one more year out of him in terms of what they owe him.
Right.
So there's that. I think Sean Payton is going to regret not waiting one more year and taking that Chargers job.
Uh-huh.
I think he's going to quickly learn that it's not that great. In Denver, I think we need to recognize that line is not good. The O line is not good, and Russell Wilson could be washed. No one wants to acknowledge it, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute with Aaron Rodgers. Nobody like there's this pretend thing. Like Peyton is now in Denver, it's going to be old Russell Wilson again, and I'm like, maybe,
right?
But I know he's gotten older. I know he's in front of a terrible offensive line, like. Right. Why do we think that somehow Sean Payton's going to be a magician? I mean, the reality is for a lot of years in New Orleans, I mean, they were kind of like they were just a game above 500-y type of team. I mean, I get good coach, you know, won a Super Bowl. But the idea that, you know, Sean Payton is going to be that compelling, I'm not convinced.
Right.
So I think Sean's good. I think year one in Denver is not going to go the way the script writers think it's going to go.
Right.
And then, you know, getting us to the last one, which is, of course, Rodgers to the Jets. Look, the Jets to the Super Bowl mania, they've acquired a lot of talent, right?
Right.
And I look at Aaron Rodgers last year, and he was in, you know, the same offense he had been in. He had a lot of the same cast around him, and he just wasn't that good.
Right.
And I think that, like, everybody's sort of, like, expecting, like, MVP Aaron Rodgers from, like, 4 years ago to show up.
Right.
And I'm like, how do we know at 39 last year was the beginning of that cliff? Like, and we're already seeing complaining about the Jets line, which is not good.
Right.
Or at least hasn't played well yet. Now we have the coach calling them out on national TV. I mean, I could see where that whole situation between Rodgers and Saleh and that line, like, it all falls apart.
Right.
Right? Those players feel like they getting thrown under the bus every week. New York fans are on them. There is part of me that feels like the 2023 Jets remind me of the 2011 Eagles. The all-star lineup that completely flames out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I will say this, that Jets defense is good, right? So I don't think they completely flame out. I'm not predicting, you know, two wins or something. But this whole, you know, Jets to the playoffs, to the Super Bowl, my take is going to be, let's pump the brakes.
I would agree with that, and we're going to get to the Jets in this segment. But, yeah, I agree with you on the 2011 Eagles thing because, again, signing Dalvin Cook, you know, you've got Breece Hall coming back, who a lot of people are very, very high on, and it's going to be one of the most high-level running backs by committee in the league, but it's still running back by committee. And that's a thing where, too, that's a lot of mouths to feed. Oh, by the way, when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, and he's going to want to be yakking the ball around the yard also, too. So it's one of these things where I had realized this kind of recently here because, again, the way that things kind of segment in New York, you have a great overlap as our friend, FDH Lounge dignitary, Sportsology proprietor, and 10-time author Russ Cohen is part of this group here of Mets and Jets fans. There tend to be a lot of both, right? So it's a thing where Woody Johnson as an owner kind of reads like Steve Cohen, of like where Steve Cohen's just like, oh, let me go get Justin Verlander. Let me go get Max Scherzer. It's not a matter of like how it fits with the rest of what you got, but let me go get this guy. That's what Woody Johnson is.
Well, and I think that it's harder to do that in football than baseball.
Yes.
I mean, baseball, you go get a top pitcher, and top pitchers, they're their own man on the mound, right?
Right.
Like, in theory, that should not be a challenge,
sure.
Right? You don't work as a team. It's a group of individuals as a team.
Right.
And so, to your point, it's much harder to do in football.
Yep.
That's what the 2011 Eagles learned.
Yep.
I mean, there were lots of people that had them stars in every position. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay, well, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't have.
Yeah.
I think you're 100% right. And I just look again. We'll get into it in the AFC East, but the Jets. I don't have the Jets going to the Super Bowl. So
well, no, I don't either. And by the way, another point of comparison I would make is Daryl Morey, because going back to Houston, when everybody was slobbering over themselves, like, oh my God, what a genius thing. They put James Harden together with Chris Paul. Well, Chris Paul was the guy that was available at that point in time to put together with him. It wasn't like,
right.
Oh, this is chocolate and peanut butter. It's a thing of like, let's put these two guys together and hope that it works. There's a lot of hoping that it works with the Jets here. And again, we're leapfrogging ourselves a bit as here we're so we may not need to cover the Jets too much from here. On our AFC East, what we're going to be doing for all the divisions here, this is what we've been using the last couple of years here as a format for the divisions, is going through from Fantasy Football Draftology 2023, available on the main page of FantasyDraftHelp.com. These are my one run-on sentence for each team in the league. And that's where we're at with this here. We're just going to go through. I'm going to give you my one run-on sentence for each team in the division, and that is going to be our jumping-off point. So we start with my pick to win the division, Buffalo. The monkey is now on their back with their playoff letdowns the past 2 years, an ongoing shaky running game, more holes defensively than most believe, and an unhappy superstar wide receiver, albeit they are still the favorites in the game's toughest division. Quick note, since I wrote that, Von Miller targeted to come back maybe week 3. Miami. Tua's ability to evade further concussions may be all that separates this team from a Super Bowl now that Vic Fangio and Jalen Ramsey have come to town, albeit there may be a few issues on the edges of both trenches that could manifest themselves. Quick update there as well. Jalen Ramsey looks like he's coming back about week 13 from his meniscus issue. The Jets. We've seen this story before with a Norma Desmond quarterback trying to revive his career post-Packers and a surrounding cast that, while not perfect, would be good enough to eke into the playoffs if said passer was successful, but remember how it ended last time. New England, a non-horrible team with a non-horrible QB and nothing else worse than a few issues in the trenches on both sides of the ball, is nonetheless a lock for last place by dint of playing in a murderer's row division. Cosmic payback for all the years that this contender bereft division gave Bill and Brady a virtual bye straight to the playoffs. So, your thoughts, Chris Galloway, take it away wherever you want.
Well, I'll start at the top, Rick. I concur. I'm going to take the Bills number one in this division. I don't see them running away with it.
Nope.
I think that enough there, you know, your point about the chemistry issues with Diggs are valid, and we know, we've seen it time and time again, how that starts to manifest itself at different points in different organizations when you have that stuff. They Band-Aid over it. They pretend it's not there. You know, you get a couple bad games, and then next thing you know, you got locker room issues.
Yep.
The other thing I don't think anybody is talking about is that last year with Daboll gone, am I the only one that noticed that Josh Allen regressed?
No, you're not the only one.
I mean, no one is talking about that.
Right.
Everybody's like, Bills, 13 wins, Josh Allen, MVP candidate. And I'm like, he was no MVP candidate last year without his old OC.
Right.
He regressed. And I think that's what triggered the Diggs gripes. And I'm curious to see what that looks like this year. Mm-hmm. You know, has the coaches identified it? Has he worked on it? Is he going to rebound, or are we going to see more regression, or are we going to see the regression that we saw in the second half of last year this entire season? If that's the case, he's not a top three quarterback. He's a 11th, 12th best quarterback.
Well, quick point on that, by the way. This is mirrored by a team in the NFC that we're going to get to. That it, part of this is, I don't disagree with you about Josh Allen, but part of it is that when you have a mobile QB, so many times teams in the league are like, oh, well, we don't need to invest too much in the running back position, which is stupid. Their inability to have a reliable bell cow in that backfield, overlooking the need to do so, is not doing Josh Allen any favors. So that's part of it as well, although I agree with your overall critique.
No, I actually agree with your assessment there. Mm-hmm. They haven't done him any favors. Mm-hmm. And how ironic the two running backs between the Bills and the Colts who were traded for each other are both out for the year.
Right.
I mean, that's true. So there's like a was this trip necessary trade, right? I mean,
that's right.
And that is still a problem. And again, I watched what the Bengals did to them in the playoffs. As I watched the Bills' different elements struggle and Josh Allen struggle in the second half of last year, and I had concerns going into the playoffs, like, this is not a team I think is going to go far. And the Bengals went up into Buffalo on a cold day and just punched them in the mouth.
Right.
And that was the end of it. Like, the Bills just did not look like a team that was prepared to actually deal with adversity. So, right. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to pick them to win the division. I think the division is going to be tighter than I think a lot of people think between the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins, and that sort of 1-2-3.
Yep.
I'm not sure who's 2 and who's 3 in my mind. They're razor close between the Dolphins and the Jets. I think it comes down to, like you said, like tackle play for the Dolphins. Does Tua stay healthy? For that reason, I'll take the Jets. And in my mind, I kind of got it like, you know, the Bills at around 10 wins, the Jets at around 9 wins, and the Dolphins right around 9 wins with maybe a tie break. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a lot more parity this year in the league than people realize. I don't think we're going to see the 14-15 win team this year. I just don't see it. So other than maybe the Eagles, spoiler alert. So from that standpoint, I like Bills, Jets, Dolphins, and then to your point, Pat's picking up the rear with 6 or 7 wins. Bill will always find a way to win some games, maybe even one game that he shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, as I do every year, I'll harp on the fact that he is a below 500 coach without Tom Brady. All the people that talk about, I saw this whole thing. I saw somebody commented and on Twitter or X or whatever the hell you call it now. they were making a comment about, you know, if we had Bill Belichick as a coach, this Browns team would be in the Super Bowl. And I was like, really? You think so, huh? Like, I'm like, okay, well, here's Bill Belichick's record without Tom Brady. And here's Kevin Stefanski's record without Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Let's see, which one is better? Yeah. Oh, wait, Kevin Stefanski's.
Yeah.
So, that's how I feel. I do, you know, I know I predicted it last year. Obviously, I was wrong. But I'll make it again. Bill gets fired at the end of this year.
And now there's finally rumors to that regard. There's finally rumors.
Yeah, well, I was just a year ahead, man.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, call your shot, man. And that's the thing. You look like a genius if that proves to be the case. You will be able to say you were the first pundit out there to have called it. You're absolutely right.
I don't really consider myself a pundit. I think the bottom line for the Patriots is you're bringing in Zeke Elliott to try to help solve your run game.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all those free agent acquisitions, not all of them. Matthew Judon's been good, but all those free agent acquisitions from a couple years ago have not panned out. You're saddled with all that salary. You have a wide receiving core that's full of guys that are threes and fours on every other team.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like I can sit there and be like, boy, they've got a bunch of number twos. You know, that's good enough. Like, no.
Right.
And they're not doing Mac Jones any good. We already know Mac and Bill hate each other, right? That's pretty obvious.
Yep.
We now know that Mac has a hell of a temper. So you go back to locker room stuff. Like, I don't, the Patriots are looking at 6 or 7 wins, and, you know, I'm kind of leaning more like 6 just because they have no receiving core.
Yep. Well, my prediction is actually that they win 6 games. I've got the Jets at 10 wins, Miami at 11 with a wild card, Buffalo 12 in the division. So I've got the Jets 10 wins, but on the outside looking in, which that's not going to be a fun offseason in Gotham if that's the case.
Yeah, I, again, we're not far off. I have the Bills a little bit further back than 12 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm going to be a little bold there and say that we're going to see more Josh Allen regression.
Yeah.
And so I think we kind of have, you know, and again, I could easily talk myself into the Dolphins in second place. I do worry about that line and Tua.
Right.
And I just can see a situation where he gets hurt again and he's out for 4 weeks and the Dolphins are, you know, in my mind, they're just a 9-win team.
Oh, they could be an 8-win team or whatever if he's out for any chunk of time. Absolutely. There's a scenario, though, where, I mean, if he's in and everything goes the way that it should, Vic Fangio tunes up this defense like everybody's anticipating, you get Jalen Ramsey back in for the stretch run. I mean, there's a scenario where Miami goes to the Super Bowl, and it's absolutely not out of the course of imagination here. I do know people that are picking, I believe Jason Jones, our senior editor, is picking Miami to win the East. I just can't quite go there, but there's a scenario where if everything plays out, absolutely they're in the Super Bowl.
I'm not buying that. They've already got preseason injuries on the defensive side.
True.
You gotta put him in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
You have tackle issues on that O-line. There's no way he's going to play 17 games. And they also, by the way, have the toughest schedule in terms of winning percentage from a year ago, in the entire AFC.
Yeah.
So they've got a harder schedule, tackle issues, a quarterback who you just know is going to get hurt at some point. I just can't go. I can't go there.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because I like the coach. I like the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping Tua plays enough games to say that they're a 9-8 football team. Mm-hmm. But dear God, I could see. Look, this is a tough one. They're a tough team to peg because you could see them winning the division.
Yep.
Or like losing 10 games. Like they can go. That's their range, depending on health and other things. It's kind of tough.
I don't know if
you. I'll stick with my 9-8. You know, tied with your 9-8 Jets.
Okay.
But the Jets with the tiebreak for second place.
Okay. Do the Jets make the playoffs at 9-8?
No.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
I don't believe 9-8 is getting you in the playoffs in the AFC this year.
No, it's not.
I think we're going to be getting down to the last 2 weeks in the AFC with a lot of teams at 500 or a game or two above trying desperately to see who's going to win a division and end up with a wild card.
I think that's the case, too. I have the Jets on the outside looking in at 10 wins. So I agree with you. I think that's what the AFC is coming to. Any other thoughts on the AFC East, Chris Galloway?
No, it's going to be fun.
It is. It's going to be brutal. And by the way, the next division that we look at is going to be much the same. The AFC North is going to be, I would say, equally brutal. These two divisions potentially mirror images of one another as far as the level of brutality in the division here. So we shall see. That'll be our next one up. Thank you very much, Chris Galloway, and thank you everybody for joining us for our breakdown in 2023 going into the season for the AFC East.